All right, I am recording, I think, yes. And I am at the U.S. Open with Jay Harris, mm-hmm. who is the...
I'm now the regional manager and director of college consulting for a company called Sport Time here in New York.
Got it. And you are here coaching?
One of my players from Brown University, Jamie Serratani. And I coached at Brown for eight years. And Jamie played for me for my first 2 years that I was there at Brown.
Great. And your background?
Originally from Ohio, played college tennis for University of Cincinnati, played a little bit on the tour, and then got my first head coaching job at the age of 24. After a master's degree in sports psychology, and so kind of fell into coaching, right place, right time. Did really well at a school at Bowling Green State University, and then went from there to Brown University. We had a really successful 8 years there. We were ranked as high as 33 in the country, had a couple All-Americans, a couple Ivy League championships, and from there I moved over here to Sport Time to be kind of a special consultant and now manager of a lot of the Long Island clubs.
That's fantastic.
Thanks.
And so you're here working with a professional player who mostly plays on the doubles tour,
right,
correct?
Yeah, Jamie started off kind of playing a little bit of both and started having some great success on the doubles tour, and actually made it to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon 2 years in a row. He's been ranked as high as 45 in the world, and just a great ambassador for college tennis players that can get out there and, you know, play at that high of a level, especially an Ivy League student that, you know, is obviously a great student and will play as long as he can, and then he'll have this little degree from Brown University to fall back on. Not too bad.
Yeah, how terrible for him.
How terrible, right?
We love hearing about the college players that make good on the tour. That's
absolutely
always a good thing to hear about.
Yeah.
And so what advice do you have for tennis parents that have junior players that are aspiring to play at the college level?
I think one of the things, and this is, it sounds like what Tennis Aces is trying to do, is really go out and seek great information, because there's a lot of, you know, as you go through the process, it's a process full of pitfalls and full of, you know, people with bad information and not maliciously bad, but just, you know, kind of uneducated information. And there are a lot of college kind of advising websites and groups and plans, and there are very few good ones, to be honest. The ones, you know, and this is coming from me as a college coach, I mean, the only groups that I really talked to were those that I knew were good, and the only people that really were good were the ones that had been kind of on the inside, that either been coaches or high-level players that were really connected to coaches. And, you know, the two top for me were Tim Donovan, who actually played at Brown University, runs a great showcase, and he just does a great job, and he knows, because he's very close to a lot of coaches, myself included, and he just does a really high level service, and a lot of people really like what he does, and he's been really amazing. And the other is Ed Kras, who runs the College Tennis Academy, and he was a college coach. He was a coach at Harvard and knows the ins and outs of that whole, you know, kind of procedures and the pitfalls. He knows them all because he's been around it. And I was actually on the board for him for about 10 years on his board of directors of the company College Tennis Academy. And so as I was a college coach, and so that's also a great, you know, great service for parents to get involved with.
Thank you for that. It's great information. Yeah. Thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, good luck to Jamie this week.
Thanks a lot.